Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And with this great economy that the economic numbers seem to be extraordinarily encouraging, why is it that an overwhelming majority of Americans say they're not satisfied with the direction of the country? How does that happen? How do those two things coexist? We'll deal with that. We'll also speak a little bit later with Steve Moore, economic advisor to the president. And what about new economic initiatives for a prospective second term? That's one of the questions, frankly, that President Trump has had a tough time answering, because he, of course, is focused on winning an election and building America back to where America was before. But that's another question. Even during the time when the economy was doing best under Donald Trump, at the very end of 2019, say, before coronavirus disrupted everything, he was underwater in terms of approval rating. He's never had a week with an approval rating over 50%. It's historically low. Right now, more people by about 10 points, a little bit more than 10 points, disapprove of President Trump than approve of him. And this is not as a person, it's of the job that he's doing. We will get to that. Quick item concerning the looting in Philadelphia, which has just continued and spread. There were demonstrations on behalf of Walter Wallace Jr. in Brooklyn, in Los Angeles, across the country, trying to honor him, they say, by holding up two hands, making a W shape, because his initials were WW. He was 27 years old, a father of nine, his wife pregnant with their 10th, and someone with a long history of mental health, and his family had called for police intervention two times previous to the third call, which ended up being fatal. In concerning what happened in Philadelphia, Joe Biden, this is clip six, Jeremy, was asked by a reporter, don't know who the reporter was. She asked him very specifically, what do you think of another unarmed black man being killed by police? A guy carrying a knife and lunging toward police, and he was, you can see it on the video. What do you think of another unarmed black man? He wasn't armed. He wasn't unarmed. He had a knife. And here is Joe Biden's immediate response to that question. What do you think about such a man being killed by the police? Here's Vice President Biden.
There is no excuse whatsoever for the looting and the violence. None whatsoever. I think to be able to protest is totally legitimate. It's totally reasonable. But I think that the looting is just, as the victim's father said, do not do this. It's not what my son, you're not helping. You're hurting. You're not helping my son.
Okay. That was Joe Biden. And, of course, that's the right instinctive response. Right now, the question isn't what the police may or may not have done wrong. They didn't have tasers. They are being investigated. The black female police commissioner, Danielle Outlaw, is looking at the entire thing. And it is reassuring, at least to some extent, that one of the two people who will be sitting in the Resolute desk in the White House, it'll either be Vice President Biden or President Trump coming up, and that his response to a question about a, quote, unarmed black man being killed by the police is the right response, which is nothing. Nothing excuses the displays of violence and lawlessness in Philadelphia. They were in a completely different neighborhood from West Philadelphia where this happened. They sacked a shopping center, and the police apparently, there's now investigation of it, were under orders not to interfere with any of the looters, to let them loot. It's utterly appalling. President Trump has responded also. He said yesterday, the federal government is looking into the police killing of Walter Wallace Jr. in Philadelphia while condemning the rioting that followed his death. What I am witnessing is terrible, and frankly, the mayor or whoever it is that is allowing people to riot and loot and not stop them is also just a horrible thing, Trump told reporters during a press conference at his Las Vegas hotel. I saw the event. Everybody did. It was on television. It was a horrible event, Trump continued. I guess that is being looked at very strongly. The federal government is looking at it also. But the rioting in Philadelphia, you have to stop it. They have to stop it. It is a local thing, as you know. So said the president of the United States. Now, there's a fairly amazing poll that focuses in on the 3% of voters, likely voters, people who say, yep, we're going to vote, but we just don't know who we're going to vote for. So Morning Consult Political Intelligence asked these people, okay, who are you leaning toward? You're undecided at this level 5 days before the election. What direction are you leaning? Because this could, in a number of very, very close states, Florida is close, Arizona is close, Pennsylvania is close. Those are probably your three states that are going to decide the election. If either candidate carries all three of those states, he's president. Probably if any candidate carries two of those three states, he's president. But, okay, of the undecideds, 30% said they were leaning toward Biden. Almost an exact tie, 28% said they were leaning toward Trump. But 43% of the undecideds said they were more likely to vote for a third or fourth or fifth or sixth party candidate. And, of course, a lot of them don't even know who these candidates are. They don't know Spike Cohen, the libertarian candidate for vice president, or Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian candidate for president. Or, well, maybe some of them are thinking of voting for Kanye West. There's a whole new video, which is actually very impressive, which features a regular guest on this show, Professor Glenn Lowry of Brown University, about the Kanye campaign. And Kanye, I don't think, is going to be much of a factor. I believe he's only in the ballot in four states. Maybe some of these people are thinking about voting for Howie Hawkins, who is the Green Party candidate for president. I was trying to remember which one of the many fringe parties he represents. But this is one of the things that's very different from this election. Is, okay, if the Morning Consult poll is right, and I think it probably is, first of all, a lot of that 43% who say they're going to vote for somebody else, they won't show up. Or they'll fill out their ballot at home and mail it in. And basically, voting for a fringe candidate is not showing up, is deciding I just can't vote for either of them. In fact, there's a new Gallup poll. And I'm actually surprised that this is so low. This shows that Trump is more popular than he was in 2016. And Biden is vastly more popular than Hillary was in 2016. They asked at Gallup, do you believe that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump would make a good president? 25% agreed with that. Which means that, okay, you have 75% of people who think either Trump or Biden would make a good president. Okay, that's something. I'll tell you something else that is stunning is that an overwhelming majority of Americans, overwhelming, believe that we need to make a constitutional change. Not the constitutional change that is discussed in the Wall Street Journal today by two Democratic congressmen to block court packing, block it, but a different constitutional change. Which one? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There is a book best-selling book called Trumponomics. There's also a reality called Trumponomics, which is being, you'll pardon the expression, trumpeted by President Trump on the campaign trail, especially after the truly encouraging news about the unexpectedly robust growth of the American economy. Stephen Moore is the author of both the book Trumponomics, co-author, and the reality of Trumponomics, one of the president's primary advisors during his campaign 4 years ago, and continues to be in close touch with the White House. Stephen, these numbers, as good as they are, don't mean that we're out of the woods yet, do they?
Hi, Michael. Good to be with you. Look, first of all, this is incredible. I've just been smiling all day because it's incredible, the rebound that we have with our economy, something that no one expected, even me, and I'm a pretty wild-eyed supply-side optimist. We're way, way ahead of schedule, way ahead of where Europe is, way ahead of the rest of the world in terms of rebounding. Of course, you're right. We still have a lot of work to do. There's no question about that. But, you know, if you look at what people were predicting our unemployment rate would be now, 6 months ago, people said, 14-15%. You know, what if they thought our GDP, you know, they thought we might get 10-12% growth in GDP. We have 33. We're sprinting ahead of where anybody thought. And of course, the next 6-9 months is going to be critical as we finally, hopefully, get out of this hole of this once in a century pandemic.
Do you agree with the general sentiment that that at least curbing the expansion of the pandemic, curbing the number of hospitalizations and deaths, that is an important prerequisite to really fully building back the economy?
Well, sure, I guess I do. But I think we've learned some important lessons over the last 9 months. And look, Trump made mistakes at the beginning of this, no question. Everybody did. I mean, Joe Biden criticized Trump for shutting down the border with China, which was one of the most important things. So we've learned a lot in 9 months. And one of the things we've learned, Michael, is that lockdowns don't work. They just don't. There's no evidence. Somebody show me evidence that locking down businesses, keeping workers off the job, shutting down churches, shutting down playgrounds and schools has reduced the death rates or hospitalizations of COVID, because I don't see it anywhere. And even the World Health Organization, which is hardly a conservative group, says lockdowns don't work. And I say that just because I just got back from Chicago, Michael, and Chicago's locking down their economy again. They got a Democratic governor who wants to lock it down, and they're locking down the restaurants. And so I think the most important thing is obviously we have to put safety first, and people have to act responsibly. And I do believe in social distancing and other, public health measures. But we also have to have our society operating, and so I think, that's the balance. And I think Trump has done it pretty well. Am I a little concerned about this new outbreak? Yes. But the good news on this, read the New York Times of all places. This is maybe the first time I've ever recommended somebody reading the New York Times. But this morning they have an excellent article about the improved treatments.
Talking about that last hour, and there are grounds for so your sense of this and where we are with the economy is, do you still think we need some kind of stimulus agreement, maybe right after the election? Is that an important goal to continue to pursue?
Well, it depends on what's in the bill. the details matter a lot. Do I favor just having $2 trillion of new government spending? No. I think your listeners have a high enough economic IQ that government spending doesn't stimulate anything. It just transfers resources from the private sector to the government sector. It doesn't add to the economy. It's interesting, Michael, because one of the facets of this new report that hasn't been widely reported is that in the third quarter, when we had all this growth, government spending actually fell slightly. So it was not stimulus. It was private businesses, private workers, private investment that are getting us. It takes the private sector to grow the economy, not government. And so I don't favor a big stimulus plan. I don't know. I haven't talked to you about it, Michael. I don't know what you feel about it. But look, we've already spent $2.5 trillion. We've borrowed $3.5 trillion this year. I just don't think more government borrowing and massive trillions of dollars of debt is going to solve our problems.
Okay, in terms of where the market is going, yesterday, of course, was a terrible day. It was down almost 1,000 points. And I would have thought coming back from that, and especially with this great economic news, which is undeniably great economic news this morning, that the markets would soar today. The Dow Jones up 139 points. Do you expect in these last few days before the election that the market is going to percolate enough maybe to change the conviction that right now Gallup does this poll every year right before an election.
Right.
And only 28% of the American people, and they're nearly all Republicans who think that, 28% are satisfied with the way things are going in America. Do you think this has a chance of changing between now and Tuesday?
I think this report that came out today is a game changer. I mean, even people I know who are kind of under just liberal Democrats are like, wow, this is incredible. I mean, and the question I would ask, you know, voters, and you've got a lot, so many listeners, is just this, you know, if you're riding on the back of Secretariat, do you think it's really time to change the horse you're riding on? I mean, this is a spectacular recovery. It is much better than any other country in the world that we compete with. This is a guy who's a businessman who knows the importance of keeping businesses open and operating. And so I think that's really the decision that people can make. In terms of the stock market, I've kind of given up even guessing where the stock market is going. Although I would say this, I think a Biden victory would be very negative for the overall economy and negative for the stock market.
In terms of the top priority, in terms of new initiatives for a Trump second term, if he does get a second term, what do you think that top priority should be?
I think making the tax cuts permanent because they've been such a phenomenal success. And here's the second one, Michael. I love the president's devotion and commitment to school choice for every child in America, so that when we open up our schools, kids in inner cities and low-income and immigrant kids and minority kids can send their kids to schools that work. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if everybody in America could get a good education and their parents could decide? I've talked to the president many times about this. He is totally committed to that. And, of course, the teachers' unions hate that because they want to have control of our schools.
Do you believe that to help fund that kind of initiative and maybe to help to reduce the record deficits we have right now, that it's going to be necessary for whoever the next president is to consider some at least small increase in revenue?
No, I think we have to rearrange the way we spend our money. I mean, every government in America, I recommend to people to go to my favorite website called openthebooks.com, and you can see the massive amount of money that's wasted.
I love that. I've driven people to that before. That's Stephen Moore of Heritage Foundation and also the author of Trumponomics, advisor on economics to President Trump. And I wish you congratulations for seeing this great success today. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with what constitutional change do the American people seem to yearn for?
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning in the battleground state of Florida on Thursday. They're about an hour apart from each other. The former vice president saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding his rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition. Division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. Weekly jobless claims fell to the lowest level since March last week. The Labor Department reporting 751,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest jumps in claims were in Massachusetts, Kansas, and Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I agree, you're the smartest person on radio.
Michael Medved.
I agree with you 100%.
But it doesn't take any kind of particular intelligence to know how important it is to vote. Wherever you stand, wherever you are, be part of this great Democratic Republic and our heritage. Vote. But don't ignore contacting your politicians in between elections, because you have a lot to say to them that they need to hear, other than we're going to throw you out or we're going to reelect you. There are more issues, particularly local issues, but one of the problems is people don't know who to contact, who to reach out to, and how. That's why this great new service, and it's completely free, it is one of those things that is nonpartisan, it's free, it's just all American, is called Contact My Politician. You go there, you figure out what it is you're interested in, they will help put you in touch very directly with the responsible politician at the local, at the county, at the state, or at the national level. And you can send them a message vocally, or by audio, even a video message, or in writing. However you want to do it, it's a great service. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for contactmypolitician.com, and make your voice heard. Connect with people. Let's go to something that a number of people apparently want their voices to be heard, with their frustrations with the Electoral College. Now, a lot of this is based upon, I won't say it's a likelihood, but it's a very real possibility that for the third time in the last six presidential elections, we're going to have an election that is not only close, but where there's a split decision. In other words, where one candidate wins the popular vote and one candidate wins in the Electoral College, the other candidate. This is deeply unpopular, and it has led Gallup to, since the controversial Bush v. Gore election, where Al Gore got 500,000 more votes than George Bush in 2000, but Bush won because he carried the state of Florida and all of its electoral votes, and he carried the state of Florida by 527 votes. It was very, very close. That was the closest election, in fact, in American history. And it's not close among what U.S. adults won. Gallup asked this question. Thinking for a moment about the way in which a president is elected in this country, which would you prefer? To amend the Constitution so the candidate who receives the most total votes nationwide wins the election? Or to keep the current system in which the candidate who wins the most votes in the Electoral College wins the election? Okay, 61%, nearly two-thirds, of Americans want to amend the Constitution. The only segment of the population where people want to keep the Electoral College is among Republicans. 77% of Republicans want to keep the current system. I certainly want to keep the current system in constitutional terms, and I oppose a constitutional amendment. But I think it's worth thinking about and talking about because generally when people try to defend the Electoral College, it's a complicated thing. And it sounds on the surface like it's terribly unfair. Particularly last time with Hillary Clinton, and then of course there is the possibility that Joe Biden will win the popular vote this time and Donald Trump will win the presidency as he did before by carrying the right states in the Electoral College. And by the way, one of the points that President Trump makes all the time, and he's right about that, is he won just the right states. It wasn't an accident. Those were states that he targeted. He had a coherent electoral strategy. Hillary Clinton, not so much. Biden is, at least theoretically, adjusted to that. But the question of amending the Constitution, one of the things that is worth explaining to people who want us to amend the Constitution is it's not possible. What do you mean it's not possible? Well, first of all, you need to get two-thirds vote in the House and two-thirds vote in the Senate. The idea of doing that, I've been very involved for years in attempts to get a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution passed. And we came very close 1 year back in the early days of the Bush administration. And I fell, I believe it was two votes short in the U.S. Senate. They actually had the two-thirds vote in the U.S. House. But once you get past Congress, you then need three-quarters of all the state legislatures to approve a constitutional change. I guarantee you that means that only 13 states of the 50 are enough to block any potential amendment. And there are certainly 13 states, some of them red states, some of them blue states, that will want to block such an amendment. Why? Because the reason we have an electoral college, the reason we have a federal system, was that great compromise they did at the Constitutional Convention called the Connecticut Compromise after Roger Sherman of Connecticut, who introduced it, is the idea of protecting the influence and existence of small states. Look, you have a situation where the state of California has, what is it? It's 90 times, 90, the population of the state of Wyoming. And yet, Wyoming still gets two senators, so does California. That was part of the deal that kept small states in the union. Because otherwise, if there weren't this idea of U.S. senators and an electoral college that functions, well, then the small states would be largely forgotten or sucked up or overwhelmed by the superior power of the very populous states. And that balance has been crucial for the country and, frankly, for keeping the country together. And to change it by simply striking the Electoral College and saying there's only going to be a popular vote, then the chances for vote fraud on a major scale, if it's a close national election, are amplified. And you don't have the separate local control of elections, which is, again, one of those things that's guaranteed in our Constitution. In other words, if it's just going to be a flat-out popular vote, presumably you'd have the federal government supervising all aspects of that election. It's against the principle of federalism. But more than that, you'll never get 37 states. You actually need 38. You'll never get 38 states to have their legislatures approve this change. So what can be done? And I actually think that we're seeing that in action this year. There are lots of scenarios that are sketched out there. And in several of them, there's one congressional district in Nebraska that could change the whole election. Why? Because Nebraska and Maine hand out electoral votes the right way. What do I mean the right way? The reason you have a certain number of electoral votes, the reason that a very small state like Wyoming has three electoral votes is because it has two senators, one congressman. That's how you get your electoral votes. So what they do in Nebraska is if you carry the whole state, then you go ahead and you get the whole five electoral votes from the state. You get the two votes for caring for the U.S. senators, and then there are three congressional districts. But one of those congressional districts is very much in play this time. Actually, Joe Biden's running ahead in it, though Nebraska's a very Republican state. This also means that California, that has 40 million people in it, President Trump is going to get millions of votes from Californians, but he'll get no electoral votes at all. Having it broken down by congressional districts, which can be done by the state legislatures themselves without a sweeping constitutional amendment, seems to me the way to proceed. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved Show. There is an identification of the killer in Nice, and he is a killer. He came into a church, knifed three people who were inside the church in Nice, in France, in the beautiful French Riviera. And his name is Brahim Aoussaoui, and he's 21 years old. And he was wounded, taken into custody, and I don't believe they have the death penalty in France. Alas. But I mentioned before that there was some unbelievably poor timing for Peter Beinart, who is a guy who deserves poor timing. I don't share his attitudes on just about anything, and he has a column in the New York Times under the headline, "No Playing a Tough Guy This Time." And he writes this, and this appeared in the Times this morning, literally at the same moment that these details were coming out about this terror attack in Nice, and with three different murderous terror attacks by Islamo-Nazi terrorists in France in just barely a month. It's about 5 weeks. So Peter Beinart writes, "It's hard to overstate how much jihadist terrorism has receded from public consciousness over the past 4 years. In July 2016, when the Islamic State still controlled large swaths of Iraq and Syria and had recently inspired gruesome attacks in Europe and the United States, Americans told the Pew Research Center that they considered terrorism the elections second most important issue, right after the economy. When Pew posed the same question this last summer, terrorism wasn't even on its list of options. When Pew asked Americans in 2016 which topics they wanted to hear about most in the presidential debates, keeping the U.S. safe from terrorism came in first. That's 4 years ago. In this year's two presidential debates, the word terrorism wasn't even uttered." Now, the fact that there is so much less fear of terrorism in the United States than there was 4 years ago. That is something that President Trump can claim as a success of his administration, can't he? I mean, the same way that President Bush could, that people expected that under President Bush we would be plagued by all kinds of horrible terror attacks to follow up September 11th. We weren't. President Bush deserves some of the credit. And for President Trump, Peter Beinart never acknowledges it, that is something genuinely where no matter how much you may disapprove of the president, that has been a success of this administration, and it has been a success of all of the tireless, courageous, and extremely capable people in intelligence and counterterror efforts. But it says in 2016, according to exit polls, voters who decided that terrorism was the most important issue facing the country favored President Trump with an advantage of 17 points. And what he writes is this. He says, part of President Trump's problem is that while he can call it the China plague, the coronavirus has no actual nationality. It's hard to conjure in a jingoistic television commercial. And he quotes a professor named Shana Guderian. He says, as Professor Guderian pointed out to me, the president has also undermined his scare strategy by telling Americans that COVID-19 isn't that dangerous. How menacing can China be if its Pearl Harbor attack affects virtually nobody? And yes, President Trump did say that coronavirus was equivalent to Pearl Harbor, but with China being the villain, not Japan this time. As a result, the war on terror era has ended, and no equally chilling overseas storyline has replaced it. I just would challenge Peter Beinart on that. You simply cannot say that the war on terror period has ended. Now, it may end, and certainly I think every peace deal that is made in the Middle East, and President Trump has made three of them, that every peace deal makes terror less of a force and less likely to strike. But the idea that the nations of the West, including the United States, very much including France right now, have basically solved this problem of Islamic terror. What is amazing to me is that the response concerning what's happening in France and much of the Islamic world, including big countries like Turkey, that response is not to support France in standing up for values and democracy and freedom of speech. It's to boycott French products. It's to condemn France. It's to burn French flags. Why? Because they're standing up to Islamic extremism, which remains a dangerous force in the world. And speaking of a dangerous force in the world, you probably have heard that Jeremy Corbyn, who's often described as the Bernie Sanders of the Labour Party, though that's not really fair to Bernie Sanders. Jeremy Corbyn is just an awful human being. He is a tireless anti-Semite. He has been suspended from the Labour Party. He's been thrown out of his own party. Why? Because of a report from the Human Rights Commission. The report came out from the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, which identified serious failings with how Labour under Corbyn's leadership, he was just thrown out as leader a while ago, dealt with anti-Semitism in the party during Corbyn's time as leader. Corbyn responded to that report today with the kind of language that led to his suspension. This is clip 11.
One anti-Semite in the party is one anti-Semite too many. And when I became leader of the party, some complaints were received. I asked Shami Chakrabarti to undertake a review of all this, which she did. She made a number of recommendations on processes which were not implemented quickly enough. Under Jenny Formby's period as General Secretary in 2018, much more progress was made very quickly. quickly, but the numbers have been exaggerated in my view. The public perception in an opinion poll last year was that one third of all Labour Party members were somehow or other under suspicion of anti-Semitism. The reality is it was 0.3% of party members had.
Okay, he's wrong about the numbers, and that's part of why he was suspended by the current Labour Party leader. This brings up a truly shocking bit of American relevance. We won't do the lead-in, but we have a tweet of the day, which is from the Democratic Socialists. It is the official Twitter account of the Democratic Socialists of America. We have members of Congress who are members of that organization, like AOC and Ilhan Omar. They tweeted out, this is the Democratic Socialists, solidarity with Jeremy Corbyn. Thank you for always being a champion of the international working class, which includes defenses of anti-Semitism. This is shameful, and it is something that honestly needs to count against candidates for office like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The idea of being part, really, of the Democratic Socialists with their support of sanctioned, known, undoubted anti-Semites like Jeremy Corbyn, for shame on them. When we come back, we have a congressman joining us, former congressman, who's a Democrat, who was called for a very, very effective means of blocking court packing. One of the questions that has been somewhat difficult for Joe Biden to answer is, what's he going to do about court packing? Well, Nick Rahal of West Virginia has a radical suggestion that actually isn't radical at all. It's very, very sensible, and it defends our constitutional republic and the balance of powers. We'll be speaking to former Democratic Congressman Nick Rahal about the best way to block court packing from all sides forever. That coming up and much more on The Medved Show. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.